This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
I have decided to approach this in a different way today than I normally do.
What?
Normally when we talk about lucky people, I get mad because like Steve's lucky. Oh. And I feel incredibly unlucky.
Yeah.
But I was thinking that I get to work with the two of you.
Okay.
And I feel blessed.
Here we go.
And lucky to be here.
And you think that'll change your...
No, it won't.
The universe knows when you're BS.
No, they don't.
It sees you a mile away.
Come on, you guys. We're all pretty lucky to do this. I think that's the one thing I think... Because you, Steve, is the luckiest person I've ever known. And we've talked about it a million times. It's because his money's not scared.
Yeah.
And I get angry that I'm not lucky. But then when I do stop and think, I don't want to get all gushy. Like, this is...
You're right.
We just sit around and BS with our friends.
Yeah. I write it in my gratitude journal almost every morning.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
I do. You think I'm lying, but I'm not.
You have a gratitude journal?
Every morning, it's how I start my day. I get my coffee, I chug some water, I sit down, and I do my gratitude list.
Nice.
It starts the day off right. It really does. I know it's cheesy as hell, but I just try it.
Wow, it's sort of like my hit list that I write when I pull into the parking lot here. It's like, the people I don't want to see when I get to work. Could you want to come in? You want to read your every day, maybe?
Not every day, but I'll read some if you want.
Nice.
Yeah.
Gratitude.
I'll bring it in. I'm not afraid.
I'm a little afraid. Anywho, we want to talk about lucky people.
Yeah.
There's a couple different lottery winning people, and it doesn't have to just be that kind of luck.
No.
Any kind of, if you feel like you're a lucky person. This guy just won $250,000 in a crossword scratch game. It's the sixth time he's won a jackpot.
That's insane.
How?
That's not fair, right? See, here I am. Nope. It is fair because I get to do a radio show. It's fair. That's his radio show. That's his sixth radio show.
Keep talking yourself, man.
Can I just ask anybody in this room, you hit $100,000 or more.
Done.
Right?
Right.
You quit.
Done. Yeah.
You stand up from the table. You're sitting in a slot machine. You hit the wheel up and it goes... You don't go, yes, shove it back in.
Right.
You get up.
And you leave.
Yes.
With your money.
You walk up to the thing.
Yeah.
You cash it in.
This guy must be an addict or something.
Something.
Yeah.
He just keeps buying. You have somebody we used to work with. His father won the big lottery more than once.
Did, and his father was an architect that built like two of the skyscrapers.
Already wealthy out of his brain.
He won $10 million on a scratcher, and he won like another $8 million playing. You would think this guy would just not have to fight.
But he never stopped playing, and he never stopped winning. Because there's certain people who just have it.
Yeah.
That
they're really, yes.
Yeah.
There are some people that just... I won stuff one time. I was lucky one time.
What?
Just
was it one time, Amber?
Just this one time.
What happened? What'd you win?
I was on a game show, and I won 50 pairs of shoes and pedicures for a year.
Whoa. You were on a game?
What kind of game show gives away shoes and a pedicure?
I was on...
this is good.
Let's Make a Deal.
No way.
Shut up.
Yeah.
With the, who's Wayne Brady?
Brady, yeah.
With costume? You were in
I was in costume, and yep.
What were you dressed as?
Oh, it was really bad. Like, you can't dress like this any longer. I was an Indian girl, a Native American.
Oh.
I know.
Oof, yeah.
It's not good now. But it was a long time. It was years ago. I didn't understand back then. But
wow.
Now I do.
50 pairs of shoes.
Yeah.
That's not terrible.
Not okay. Bad. And I had, it was like down to the thing. And they were like, take the envelope or stick with what you got. And I stuck with it. And there was nothing in that envelope. I was lucky.
Boom.
That one time.
All right. So that's if you've cool. been lucky, by the way, in a week, we got to do Game Show Glory.
Yes, because, yes, Amber.
That's, I mean, come on.
Right?
But we're not doing that right now, so don't go with that. We want to hear your stories of luck. You won the lottery. Maybe you got lucky. We've got a story of somebody who caught a child.
Yeah.
Who should have died. We'll tell that in a second. Yeah. But if you want to tell your lucky story, 303-222-5423. You can also text us at 51059. So this person said they were, like, in a mall, and they heard, like, someone yelling. Screaming.
Yeah, a woman or something.
From the upper level. They turned around just in time to see a toddler falling from the upper level. Caught them. Like, the kid got in between the safety rails and somehow just... The woman started screaming and the kid let go probably when he heard his mom screaming.
Dang.
And they caught him. No scratch, no nothing. Kid was fine.
No nothing.
Miracle. That's just...
Fully. Like, that's just luck. The kid, the fact that somebody was standing timing in that
like
right
that?
Spot...
So lucky.
Yeah.
I mean, they're cartilage, so if he would have said it, anyway.
We've had this discussion before. Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Should that kid buy lottery tickets the rest of his life, or should he never buy a lottery ticket? Because he's already, he's the luckiest kid in the world, and he's going to win the lottery, because as proven, or has he used up his allotment of luck for his life? Because your lottery-winning friend clearly shows it's a fountain. It doesn't shut off. You win $10 million, you win $8 million. That's not...
You're right.
It's not something that turns off.
That is... Wow.
But is this kid only lucky and not dying? Can he win major cash prizes from Mighty Millions? I don't know.
Like, well, I was pretty certain that my luck had not dried up with all the shoes that I got, but I have not won the lottery, and I was pretty certain this last time.
When it was huge?
I thought it... I researched. I had a lawyer set up.
Like, shut up! You did not!
I knew who I was going to call.
Oh,
like, I was ready. I thought it was mine.
For real?
Yes. I was like in. Yes. I thought I had it.
She broke up with her man. She's like property and everything.
This other one kind of has both kind of lucks. A North Carolina dude started his day by hitting two deer with his brand new car.
Oh, God.
Yikes.
Brand new car.
That'll
then he
it.
Discovered he'd won a $2 million lottery prize.
It's like, hello.
Get a new car.
Yeah.
Get several new cars. Turn that deer into, like, jerky.
Yeah.
You just got lucky. All right, so if you've been a lucky person, this is where we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're talking about people who are lucky.
Yeah.
And Nick is one of them. Nick?
Yeah. Yay.
Lucky.
Yeah, so to preface, I grew up, still I'm Roman Catholic, and as my confirmation name, I took St. Francis of Assisi.
Okay.
So forward years later, I actually do go to Assisi. Part of the stop on the tour is to this, like, clay pottery ceramics place.
Okay.
And they did a raffle for a piece of their pottery, and I ended up winning the pottery. It was something small, just where you could put your keys on it.
Okay.
But I just thought it was pretty unique.
Yeah. No, that's actually, yeah.
But you won it, like, you're
at Assisi, yeah.
And you, that's, what's, my confirmation is Stefan, so I need, what's named Stefan? That's where my luck is. My luck is waiting for my confirmation
name. That was
your
confirmation name?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you still have it?
Oh yeah, no, 100%. And it's so detailed. Like, it's the boot, like the full on boot of Italy, and then it has like Pisa, so it has like the Leaning Tower pictured on it, and it's all like it was just very beautifully done.
Wow.
I thought it was going to be the instance where you're lucky to win it, but it was so big that you can't. You have to buy an extra plane ticket to get it home. You got to haul it all over.
Thank you for the call, Nick. I was going the other way. Like, then I just went on, like, that whole Antiques Roadshow thing. Anyway, it's worth $5 billion.
I know. That's what I thought, too.
Anywho. She's like, you know, the one appraiser that you're hot for? She's the one who valued it. What's her name?
That would be, well, just not
never mind. Michelle?
Yay.
Lucky.
Lucky. So my husband and I were in New York City 2 years ago shopping at Victoria's Secret, and we got it was on Black Friday, and we got one of those cards to use a couple weeks later. We went back to Reno where we live, and I went to give the girl the card to see what was on it. She scratched it off. There was $500, and I had to spend it right then and there.
Dang.
Wow.
$500 for the naughty stuff.
Yes, I got every color bra and panty there is now.
Sweet.
Called my husband. He was so excited. He said, I'm coming right down. And he was the most envious guy in the store.
Wow.
That's a win-win.
That's cool. Yeah. Thank you, Michelle. Angie.
Yay.
Lucky.
I have won tons of concert tickets. I won tickets to Country Jam. I won an all-expense trip paid trip to Chicago. And then my biggest winning was a Super Bowl ring when Peyton Manning won a few years ago. I won that from the Broncos.
You won an actual Super Bowl ring?
Yeah.
A player ring, a cheerleader ring, or a front office ring? Was it a player ring?
That matters.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know it's a cubic zirconia, but it's still valued at like $3,600.
Oh, okay.
And it
Not
came
bad.
In a box. And they made a jersey for me with my name on it, too.
Okay, that's sweet.
See, it the well runs deep. She wins
it
all
does.
The shots.
She wins everything. Thank you for the call, Angie.
That's fun.
Because you can buy, like I bought all, yeah. Like you can buy them from this, what's that site? It's all cheap stuff. It's like AliExpress or something. You know what I'm talking about?
Those rings are badass.
You can buy, it's like you can buy knockoffs of everything on this. It's AliExpress or something. It's like, it's all from like China or whatever, and they're. But I bought all the. My wife is a Patriots fan. Don't be mad.
They were good.
I bought all their Super Bowl rings in a box for like $25.
They were big.
I mean, and they look like real rings.
Yeah,
it's really cool. Hmm. Anywho, Dave.
Yay!
Lucky.
So my family and I were on a vacation at the Grand Canyon. We're taking some photos. And after the photos are done, we stand up. My wife lets go of my 2-year-old son's hand for just a millisecond. He takes off running. I take off running after him. He thinks it's a game. Well, thank goodness, just a little bit of ways away from where we were was another gentleman taking pictures of the Grand Canyon and was able to grab him before he ran off the edge of the Grand Canyon.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh. I just had a heart attack.
Oh, my God. Because...
Yeah.
Because you can't make them understand. It's like, this is so much fun.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Not since I was a child.
It's terrifying. Like, oh my gosh.
You had to just, like, when you got a hold of them, you had to just barf. Like.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, to this day, my wife's like, we are not going to the Grand Canyon until they're 21.
Wow. Wow. As a parent, you probably would have jumped after the...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is
the scariest thing. That's giving me so much anxiety. I don't even know what to do with it. Thank you for the call, Dave. Michael.
Hey.
Lucky.
Lucky story. So I was on vacation with my family when I was a teenager. I was in the backseat and woke up. So I started awake, and all of a sudden my mom heard this loud crash and thought it was a blown tire. We looked behind us, and there's a bullet hole in the back window right where my head was 10 seconds before that. So if I had not have woken up 10 seconds before that, I would have gotten shot in the head. And we were going 80 miles an hour on the freeway. And I don't know if it's a psychopath or a stray bullet, but it hit our car and busted out the back window.
Someone put a hit out.
Whoa!
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
We need to talk about how crappy men are.
Yes, my favorite subject.
I didn't know that we do these things on purpose. I thought women always set up, men on purpose, but I didn't know we're setting up.
I kind of agree with you, Steve, a little bit.
Oh, this might have.
Shut up. I might be a slight bit manipulative, and I might test women.
Huh.
I think more women test men, but that's why I have admitted repeatedly that I feel like my estrogen levels are through the roof.
Because you're manipulative.
I don't think anybody who's been in a relationship with me would argue that I'm the girl in the relationship. Because I care too much.
Okay, what?
Dude.
Empathetic.
Okay.
Sensitive.
Totally. Today, little girl, she wants cookies for her birthday. It's a video on Facebook. She goes outside. There's a huge box out in front of her house.
Oh.
Her mom's like, the cookies are in there. She starts unpeeling the box. She can barely get it open, and out pops her soldier father.
Aww.
She's like, Daddy! And I'm just on the rug, weeping uncontrolled.
With no social distance. He came in from overseas and then he shows up and hugs her.
Okay, I mean, this isn't a
You're right.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
Not sure when the video was shot.
Oh. Okay.
Could have been pre-COVID.
Could have been now.
But it's his daughter. She's going to get it anyway because he's back from...
Yeah. I would have wept openly, too.
It was... and she's just like, Daddy!
Aww.
I'd be like, where's the cookie?
She literally did. That was the part of the video where it kind of turns...
She asked for the cookie,
now can I have cookies? And it was like, Daddy just came back from war, but here's a cookie, you little bee. All right, so here are psychological tricks men use to test the women they love.
Wow.
Why are you testing a woman you love?
I know.
You know you do the same thing. Girls do that to men all the time.
Mm.
Like, hey, can I see your phone? What's your passcode? You're testing to see where your boundaries are. You know you do
that. Why won't you give me your passcode?
What are you hiding? Oh! Why did we say that together? Could we have dated the same person? Or are they all the same?
Gender, yeah.
Yes.
You guys just hang out too much.
No, that's not it at all. You, oh my God, no, it's you. It's 100% you.
All right, let's read it
out. Here we go. Number one, he fails to call when he says he will.
Oh, we just honestly forget or don't care. I didn't know we were doing
that. That's still a test, sort of. Like if you forgot, that's D-bag-ish. That's showing that you just don't care.
Oh.
Like this thing says if he does it once, like, oh my God, I got wrapped up in this or I got wrapped up in that. If it's not a pattern, then.
Oh, it's a setup.
It's a control thing. It's saying my time is more important than your time.
Absolutely.
And it's to see if you'll allow us to.
Oh, to get away with it.
I mean, really. In the beginning, especially, I feel like guys are always testing the waters. How much can I get by with?
Yes.
But then as the girl, it's new and you don't want to be like, well, why didn't you call me when you said you would? Because then you look naggy.
Yes.
And
there's a
scare them off.
You're right.
So that's also the test. It's to see, is she a nag? Is she going to get? So if you do it once and she doesn't do it, then you're like, okay, well, she's cool, but I got to test it again to make sure
she nags.
Sort of.
Okay. Wait.
I mean, eventually she's going to nag.
Right.
Like, she'll get comfortable and she'll be like, you said you were going to call me and you didn't.
But if it took you 5 times to nag, you're probably a keeper. If you nagged on the first time, you got to go. I feel like that's the test. If you're a first-time nagger on the no call.
First-time nagger.
Yes. Sounds weird. But I don't do that one. I hate when people waste my time.
Yeah, I do too.
So I would never tell you I'm going to call.
You would never manipulate a woman with this one. What? No.
I definitely, you know that I'm an insecure human and I use manipulation to my advantage. Yes. So F you. And yes, you're correct. Okay. I would not use this particular thing.
Nice.
Number two, he excludes you from things he's doing. Does that happen? Oh, God, sounds like it hits home.
Yes.
Like how?
My last relationship, I constantly felt like I was like, squeezing myself in his life, or like he didn't really want me around, but that it was just weird. Like,
he wanted you around on his
terms.
Yeah,
exactly.
When he needed you,
right?
So did you feel like he couldn't be hiding you because you were childhood friends?
No, there was no hiding. He just wanted you. He didn't want to have to worry about being the quote unquote perfect boyfriend when I was around, but then he never was. Anyways, like,
forth effort,
so I was like, you act the same no matter what. So that's a lie. You just don't want me around. And I don't know why, because I'm awesome and a good time.
That's what we've heard.
That's what I keep telling myself every day.
So if he doesn't invite you, let's say he's going to go do something, if he doesn't invite you to everything that he's doing, then that's a sign.
No, not. I mean, I don't want to be there for everything, but. Okay. You know,
but it's a way that guys manipulate you to see how much. I think a lot of guys are like you in that they want to be independent. So that's why I'm going to tell her I called when I'm not. And I'm going to see if she's so clingy that she's like whatever, going to like nag you about it. And same thing with this. It's like I'm going to go out tonight and bowl with the boys
and see if she
if you're like, well, why am I not invited? It's like, well, are you a boy? No. So that's why, like, you, it's a test to see how much independence.
I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about, like, oh, there's a birthday trip happening and a huge group of people are going and he doesn't invite me.
Oh.
And I'm like, my mutual friends are going to be there. Like, what the hell? You know?
That's
kind of a thing.
That's not ideal.
Yeah.
No. It was messed up. Why are you even with me if you don't want me around?
I think maybe you've answered your own question on that one. You guys aren't together. Well, this got more awkward than I wanted it to. Okay. The last one. Oh, my God. You know what's really weird?
Is you do all these or none?
So far, I honestly don't think I do any of them.
Nice.
He tells everyone your business.
Like in a sack? Together? Or
like
no.
Everything. Just tells your personal stuff on social media, tells his mom, tells everybody.
That's a girl thing.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But why would he do? That's a test to see if she would what?
I'm not sure. It says perhaps he's sharing too much of your personal lives on social media. Maybe he's too way interested in PDA.
Yeah.
Maybe he says, I love you too quickly. In these moments, you have to weigh your relationship timetable against the sentiment he's portraying.
Oh, so if he says, I love you too soon, you think it's too soon or it's too late? Or...
Yes.
I'm confused on this one.
Huh? I'm really confused about it too. I think maybe he's like pushing you to see, maybe this test is to see if you're going to suck him in too fast. It was like that girl that I was on the first relationship and you're like, if I moved one step forward, she started writing her first name with my last name on the table.
I bet you're right. That's it.
She fully
testing how fast she wants
exactly
to accelerate.
How far you're willing. So you haven't had this. This is the only one. Here's the thing. I don't do any of these, but Amber's had almost all of them.
Well, two out of the three,
Dang.
Men are awful.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Slacker and Steve.
Am I the only one who's had crap hit their house?
Okay, what? Oh, that's right. The house you were growing up
in.
All the time.
Nothing like a plane wheel hitting it, but Amber's new to the show. My parents live on a street that is straight for like 17 miles. Except in front of our house.
So people aren't expecting the turn.
When you're DUIing up, you know, you're just like kind of trying to get home. It's like, I'm going to take that street because it never curves. It curves right in front of my house.
Dang,
literally like three or four cars a summer would end up in our front yard.
Whoa.
To the point that my father eventually bought a tractor and parked it in the front so they'd crash into that. I want that to not be true, but that's absolutely true.
Oh, my gosh.
And were most of them the slow blink DUI drivers?
Oh, well, every single one of them was a slow blink.
So 2 a.m. every Saturday, Sunday morning. You could.
And my dad, knowing that it's going to happen every 2 a.m., never changed his habit of sleeping in his tidy whities. And so it's like, and he doesn't, he's not the grab your pants kind of guy.
Just going out there.
What the hell?
That's awesome.
He's so light because he worked construction. So he just like, was like, wore long, like he, so it's just
glowing
bright.
In the dark.
Yeah, just, ugh. It was horrifying. He has the softest feet I've ever felt though.
Okay.
Interesting.
Because he always had socks and boots on. Isn't that weird?
I trust you.
No, I mean. Today's one of those stream of consciousness days. Okay. So I'm going to say stuff that comes out.
That's going to be awesome.
So yes, that used to hit my house like once a week. In fact, my favorite hit my house was somebody finally crashed into our neighbor's car. He works for the Times Call, the local newspaper in Longmont.
The Times Call.
But they were going so fast that they launched their car into our house.
What?
That's
so we
impressive.
Woke up and it was like the neighbor's car. And we're like, what the hell? We look and we're like, oh, it was a ping pong move.
Holy geez.
It was the Times Call car in our front yard.
All right.
Anyway, the reason we're talking about this is a Chicago owner got an airplane wheel slammed into their roof.
Whoa.
It's pretty scary.
Yeah. How'd the plane land then?
According to the pilot, he didn't even realize the wheel had fallen off until he landed.
What?
Okay, what?
So you're probably setting it down, all of a sudden it's like, and you're like, what the, what? Because, wow.
Family, here's your wheel.
Yeah, like,
he left it back here.
How does that, you
right?
know, screw that on?
There's some maintenance.
Don't you do a walk around the plane and
usually,
check the lugs?
Check the tires.
Yeah, double check.
No one on the ground or plane was hurt.
Wow. So,
pretty amazing.
There's plenty of people who've had blue juice hit their house.
Oh, yeah. They call Boeing bombs.
What are they?
So,
yeah.
Tour bus or tour planes?
It's like regular airplanes. You know, when you look down in it, like the blue juice that's in the toilet?
No, they release it.
They don't release it on purpose, but what happens is whoever drains it, there's a process to draining it.
Slacker used to have to do it.
I got really good at throwing the bags, so I didn't have to do that. Because I'm like, because you put this like dryer-like hose, it's huge, bigger than a fire hose, up on the plane and lock it in place, and you got to hear two clicks. And I remember this kid, Sean, it was his first time. I was like, he clicks it, and I'm like... And as he starts to hit the release valve, I'm like, did you hear two? And it was too late.
No!
Right in.
Literally saying the number two to him, and it's like, boom!
Oh,
two.
Did he quit immediately?
We didn't see him for a week. Because, I think there's a protocol, because you just drank. Let's talk about people's movements when they're on a plane.
Hazard.
Most of the time when you're traveling, your guts are not the best.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So what drained directly onto his face as he was looking up at it?
Oh, my God.
It's the worst. Anyway, when you reclose it, you have to get the two clicks. Otherwise, there's a slow drip out the back of the plane. It gets up to 40,000 feet. That slow drip is just freezing to the belly of the plane and getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it falls off.
And then
it just lands wherever. And people are like, it's a meteor! It's not. It's poop.
It's frozen poop.
It's frozen blue poop.
It's caca.
Yeah. A ton of poop. So,
a wheel's way better than the blue stuff.
Yeah. Way better.
Yeah.
All right, so if you've had something hit your house, be it a car... A plane part. What else could hit you? Oh, my God. Birds.
Birds.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived in a house that happens to?
No.
But it happens in my house all the time. Because I'm out in the sticks, I think.
Okay, that's why. I was like, I've heard of this somewhere, though.
Oh, yeah. But Chad, my buddy, just took a video. His didn't die. My house is tall. So when they hit, they don't die from hitting your house. They die from being unconscious and falling to their death.
Oh.
So being that I live in an opulent mansion, they fall. But he had one hit his house and he had to like nurse it back to health.
Oh,
it was a little red bird.
It was all stunned. And
it was super stunned. He said it like stood outside forever. He petted it.
Oh, my gosh.
It was really cool. Anyway, I'm going to get to the point. Hit your house.
Yeah.
We want your calls. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. Anybody had a deer? Why are they all me? You lived in the sticks. Didn't a deer ever hit your house?
No, but I just saw a video where a deer went into a hair salon. It just ran right through the glass front door, terrorized, and took off.
Why?
Not a house, but a hair salon.
That counts.
Okay.
I feel like that counts.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Because like my family, I have enough family that lives like in the Lions area. That happens all the time.
Wildlife just comes running up, and
they just come and they'll bash in your, like, if you, I think one of my cousins puts like the deer repellent or like fox urine or something.
Yes.
And so the males will get mad because they smell it and they'll just come running and they'll like bash into their house.
Yay.
To try to get, yeah. Because they try to fight whatever that smell is. They're like, there's a fox over here and I'm going to kill it.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is. Fox pee. Anyway, The one that's not so fun has happened in Michigan. A plane crashed into the house.
Oh, no.
Oh,
there was
goodness.
Dead.
Pilot didn't make it. Two family members in the house.
Oh, they're just minding their own business.
Can we just have calls where nobody died?
Yeah.
Let's be more fun. If something fun hit your house and nobody died, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Slacker and Steve.
So we're looking for people who've had something land on their house.
Right.
Hit your house is what we call it. And if you've got a great call, we want to talk to you. Let's start here with George.
Yay!
Hit your house.
Okay.
What hit your house?
I did.
You hit it with what?
I hit it. Okay, so my parents lived out in the country at the bottom of a big hill.
Oof.
And so we would go sledding, my friends and me, when I was a kid. And this isn't like a ski-in, ski-out lodge, you know, where there's like a little area. I mean, it's just like right at the bottom of the hill. So I'm sledding. I lose control. And I go, boom, right through the sliding glass door into the living room.
Oh, whoa.
Hi, everyone.
Fun. Glass, shards.
Is it the kind of glass like your windshield?
They do now.
Does it shatter?
But
like
it's not sharp.
Turns
but
into
it stays,
the little pea glass or whatever.
Yeah, I heard that maybe.
Are you messed up?
No, I was. I mean, I was cut, but nothing permanent or life endangering. But no, it wasn't. It wasn't that kind of glass that breaks into a million pieces at that time. I went so fast that I kind of more left a hole. And at first it was, I didn't see it, but I think what it was a hole. And then by the time I passed it, then it collapsed after that.
Dang, so you're sliding down into the kitchen, right into the living.
Booking it. Wow. All right. Thank you for the call, George. Candy.
Yay.
Hit your house. What hit your house?
A food truck. A big, smelly food truck.
What?
Oh, that's almost a dream come true. Yes. Did it do damage? Was there still food inside?
It went through my wall. I mean, luckily nobody was hurt. Yeah. And it was a mess. You know, we got it cleaned up. We got it fixed. You know, everything paid and fixed and everything. However, it left. The food truck was like a fish and chips food truck. So, needless to say, I have this lingering, like, fishy, like, rotten-y, grease fish smell. Like, it's disgusting.
Why could it have been pork?
I feel like, even pork would be...
Yeah, gross.
Fish is just not gonna...
Or whatever you have. You always have the Mediterranean meal.
Oh, yeah, like that one. The one with the... Yeah, that would be better. Because fish... And I don't know if there's a hazmat crew that can come out and get fish smell off of crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just need to sell the place. Do you have to disclose that?
I'm thinking about it. Right. I can't even have people over. Like, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, wow.
Well, what happened? Were they drunk? Or do they just lose control? Or do you even know?
They lost control. I think they thought it was in park or reverse. It was one of those. And I live like right on the street where they have the little, you know, the food fests. And it was great.
Wow. All right. Good luck with your fish, Mel. Thank you. Mike.
Yay.
Hit your house.
Well, I grew up in a small town called Firestone, which is not far from your neck of the woods of Longmont.
Oh, yeah, I love me some Firestone. The lines are getting blurred between Frederick and Firestone currently.
That's
but
true.
It's all kind of turning into one town there.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. Well, you remember on the weekend mornings, hot air balloons would be up, and they'd start early in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Well, one Sunday morning, we were awoken by a big old thud and a scrape across our metal roof. a hot air balloon landed on our metal roof of the house. And we was only a single story ranch home, so it echoed through the entire house and everybody was wrestled out of their bed.
It didn't do damage, though?
Oh, holy moly.
No, because it was a well-built house. Wow. But it just, big old thud.
I thought you were going to say, like, oh, they drop stuff out of it occasionally. Not the entire balloon came down on your house.
That's blue juice dropping out of there.
Oh! Balloon blue juice. Did they apologize? Did you, like, go outside?
By the time we got, like, figured out what was going on, they were gone. We saw them just floating away. But they didn't say, they didn't do anything.
That's pretty slick.
Sorry.
The juice. Yeah.
it was called a touch and go.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
On your house, yes.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Wow.
Sandy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hit your house. What hit your house?
It wasn't a house. It was my ex-husband's work. He works at a military base. He tracks aircraft.
Okay.
And fighter jet crashed into the building.
Oh. Was it flying at the time or just driving on the tarmac?
No, it was flying.
Oh,
a fighter jet.
It was flying and it crashed into the building.
Whoa.
So that's armed. It's loaded up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
So there was death involved.
There was people in the building and stuff. Nobody, thank God, nobody got hurt.
Whoa. Also,
that's
the pilot ejected too?
No, the pilot did die.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, there was one.
Yeah.
But
still, that's pretty impressive. It's more impressive than blue juice, I guess. Thank you for the call, Sandy. Spencer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hit your house.
Yay.
What hit your house?
We had a charcoal grill outside after we were barbecuing one summer, and we had some pretty rambunctious bears, and it was down there messing with it, trying to get the lock open, and it decided he was going to throw it at the house and see if he could get it to open, and he ended up throwing it through the window.
He threw the whole grill?
What?
Yeah, the whole charcoaler went through.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of badass. He didn't get that open, but he got your house open. That's...
Yeah, I mean, he was satisfied with the grill. He was like, all right, cool. I got whatever was in there.
What? The most bizarre thing ever. Thank you for the call. Taylor.
Yo.
What hit your house?
So I used to live on Westwood's golf course in Arvada on like hole 11. And we had every single window broken and our neighbors had over 1,000 golf balls stuck in their stucco sidewall.
No.
Because you're close to the pin. So wow. It's like, bah! People are hitting the ball like it's hard.
Damn.
That sucks.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
I believe a good chunk of the population who listens to this show is listening for expert parenting advice.
Well,
especially from you two.
Well, yeah, definitely.
Neither
Steve and I
have
it down.
Kids. You have no.
That makes us better judge of you parents and you children.
Yeah,
kids.
You guys are too close to the situation.
Exactly.
Here's the other thing. I, as a parent, am one of the very few parents on the planet who can fully admit I have effed my kids up, probably beyond repair.
Honestly.
So if you're listening for advice on good parenting, don't listen to me and definitely don't listen to them.
Well, it's okay.
But anyway, we're going to give it anyway. Here's the thing. There's a couple different stories that we want to get to. Some of them we're going to do really quick. They say, don't let your kids have electronics early in childhood. They'll be idiots.
You've been saying that for quite a while, especially before school.
I am a parent who will not let my kids have any electronics before school because a teacher once told me that what could she possibly be wearing that is flashy enough? What could she say? Yeah. What kind of PowerPoint presentation could be behind her that's more interesting than Fortnite?
Good call.
If you let your kids play 10 minutes of video games, especially right now, my son doesn't go to school till 10.
Wow.
Oh, what's right?
So he wakes up and is like, can I play a little? I'm like, no, because you'll just be...
Ugh.
Because it's not
good
fair to the teacher.
And they're proving that
point.
This is... Yeah.
If you 1,200 9-year-olds were looked at for like a couple years until they were 10 and 11, they found watching 2 or more hours of television per day at those ages were associated with lower reading performance.
How?
So yeah. If you let your kids have devices, electronic media early in life, they might not.
But how do you not? All kids want the phone and they're like, can't even talk yet. And they know how to work everything better than I do.
It is wicked.
It's crazy. I've seen a kid try to move a magazine. And you're like, no.
No, that's a true thing. They're, yes. Like in a dentist's office, they're like trying to swipe a picture. Yeah. It's like, that's an actual picture. Right. Not everything's swipeable.
You can't zoom in.
That is so sad. And there's also studies out that like some kids appear to be on the spectrum if you let them have devices too soon.
Oh.
Like they appear to be because they're used to that much stimulation.
Oh.
So then when they get real world contact,
yikes,
they feel that's not natural because it's like I control everything and I can't control this dog that's barking or this woman that's laughing in my face. And if they can't control it, they freak out and they appear to be autistic, Asperger's, something else.
That makes sense.
Because
that makes
you let them have too much control of their input when they were little.
And when they can't control something, they just flip them.
They flip the F out.
Yeah.
I feel like we need to do this show in the pandemic is due for like an after show thing where we just talk the way we want to talk.
We're all almost cussing every day.
We're like on the verge, and everyone is like. the other big story that's out is that there are parents who have these things called bedtime battles.
Ooh.
I don't.
The notorious bedtime negotiation.
Let's turn it over to our parenting expert, Steve.
I had to ask Slacker because you're the only parent in the room. I wasn't understanding what do you mean bedtime battles? As a parent, you tell your child, go to bed.
Uh-huh.
They go to bed. So but there's battles. That's telling me that parents are constantly negotiating with their two-year-olds at bedtime. That's why you can't get them to go to bed. I guarantee you, when Lou told you to go to bed at night, you went to bed. When my parents told me to go to bed, I went to bed.
Or
there's going to be repercussions.
And those repercussions were not...
Right.
I'm limiting your Xbox time.
None of that.
It was not... Repercussions when...
They hurt.
Yes.
Wow.
They were... Or denial of something more important than a video game. It was like no breakfast, no food.
Something
you don't have your bike.
Big.
You're going to drag your baritone up the street to your school. Like it was bad.
But the story's telling me that in modern days, like today, that parents aren't doing that anymore. They're giving in to their children.
Buddy, it's not even modern day.
It's not.
Amber's one of them.
Your parents sound mean.
Our parents got crapped on.
Yeah.
There was another. I got that close to saying it. No. So you were the exact same way. You would not.
Oh,
you,
1,000%. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know how my parents just didn't kick me out at the age of 5. I was so annoying. Like I wanted them to rub my back and sing me a song or tell me a story until I was
all the way
dead asleep.
Yep.
You had to stay there, and then my mom would try to like sneak out and be like, I'm not asleep yet. Come back here, mom. Come back. Come over here. And then I did the thing where I'd go down the stairs and I'd be like, I'm not tired.
This literally happened to me last night. So we've been in the middle of this crap and so there is no bedtime. And now we're trying to put the structure back in. It's like, gotta get the structure back in. And like Mia was 100% Amber. Come back, rub me. She's since she was little, she said rub me and love me together. So it's rub me. But it's like, I can't, like my arm is tired. I can't, she's exactly what Amber's describing as herself. It's like, and I'll wait until she's, and I'm like, I'm rock solid. And the second I take my hand off, it's like, nope. You're like, and just the nope wakes her up even more.
Yeah.
So in other words, Amber as a child and your children, they control the bedtime situation. The parents aren't in control. The child, okay. I just want to clarify.
And what are you saying? What does that equal as these kids?
Slacker and Steve.
I've seen this inventor who came up with the airbag pants. Is
cool?
Probably
brilliant.
Oh my God. So as soon as your body feels an impact, like you'd be flying off your motorcycle and they go, pfft, and you're like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man and you would land safely.
Wow.
That's cool.
I don't know why, because your airbag knows when, like you could slam on your brakes and your airbag's not going to go off. But if there's it knows the difference and these pants know when you're flying. I don't know what,
That's
like my father-in-law, you know, he was in the Air Force for Brazil. He came up, have I talked about this before? He came up, why don't planes have parachutes on them? And I don't mean for the people.
Yeah, just
a giant parachute on the back of a plane. You know, because like when, how heavy is like the lunar lander? That thing was heavier than a plane, right?
No, that thing was so light. It was made out of Mylar mostly.
Even though they got through the...
It was relatively pretty light. Yeah.
Because the three huge chutes that would deploy when the thing would come back.
Oh, the lunar, the re-entry module. Oh, I thought you meant the lander. Yeah.
That thing was heavy as hell, right?
It was booking, going like 18,000 miles per second. Yeah.
So why could... And they put three parachutes on that.
Pretty big ones.
So worst case scenario, your plane is like... not working, and you just got to look at the passengers and go, we're going to crash, but it's going to be a weird crash because I'm just going to turn the plane off and let the plane, and then it would just go, poof, and the front end would fall down, but you would just, and then.
Like Evel Knievel's stunt cycle?
Yes.
He came out the back and he just kind of.
Yeah, you glide down and then the.
Drifted.
Yeah.
Would the plane spin?
It might, but I doubt it.
Yeah, it could.
Okay, that part would suck, but it would suck
either way. I think.
But I mean, it would suck less than like falling to your death.
Yeah.
Why don't planes have, like, I think it's one of the most.
There's got to be a reason for it. But like, there must
I think it's cost prohibitive because you'd have to, because it's the FAA, you'd have to constantly repack those chutes and stuff. But who cares?
It's a lot of money.
I mean, but 300 people die when there's a plane crash. It's kind of worth it.
It's usually something small.
Yes. Oh, the hydraulic Knudsen valve was like, it's like, oh, that's
or
okay.
Or a washer.
It sucked.
Yep.
But they didn't all die.
Nice. And you just gently.
But you would. The plane would be probably, unless you put it out the top of the plane, which I don't think that would work. You'd have to be out the butt.
Yeah.
And then maybe the plane would break in half, which is the other thing. Like when the chutes deploy, the plane would have to be a little stronger.
I'll roll those.
I want to be in the back of the plane closer to something to hang on to.
Definitely.
But if we can make magical motorcycle airbag pants.
Wow, that's pretty wicked.
So they don't like inflate on impact, these pants? They inflate when you're in the air?
I think they inflate when they feel the brunt. Like the force of an impact. So then they would. Cause the airbag happens so fast. It could, even as you're falling off the bike, they could blow up and that would still lessen your impact on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the concept of the airbag is, if you've ever seen one blow up, have you ever been around a blown up airbag? Cause when we used to drive Audis, we'd have to go through this seminar and they would blow one up in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's
pretty badass.
It's the loudest thing in the world. I've had one blow up on me, but you just don't remember because you're in the middle of an accident and you're just like, what the?
Was it?
It's all a blur.
Burned that got back then?
I got burned a little bit. Yeah. It hurts.
Yeah. That burn.
But it's not.
You're alive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what taught me to put my hands down at 4 and 8 because 10 and 2 just blows your hands up into your face.
That's
you knock yourself out with your own fists.
I think those pants are great. You can wear them on the way to meet a woman, but then once you're there.
What's wrong with you?
Any quick force and they.
Sorry. Couldn't help
you. You just look great tonight.
God. Slacker and Steve.
Ooh, I made a really good soup the other night.
You mean meat water?
It doesn't have any meat in it.
Veggie water.
Yeah, veggie water.
Gross.
It was a mushroom wild rice soup.
That doesn't sound bad at all, actually.
And it has carrots and sweet potato and kale and onion, garlic.
Come on, man. Come on. She hasn't
gone over the line. Lost you after
something that you would put inside your head.
But I do need chicken with rice, Campbell's, so that wild rice sounds good.
The rest, not so much.
Actually, is it small kale? All those veggies? Small?
I just chopped them all up myself.
I could probably do that. Onions too.
It was pretty delicious. Yeah.
Wow.
I was impressed with myself. That's the thing is like soups can really make you feel like you know how to cook when you don't.
What kind of mushrooms? Are they big? Or are they small?
I just did like the little portobello.
I could do that soup.
Portobello.
I do like Amber's soup.
Why are you hating on my healthy soup?
Because soup is just awful.
It's
God,
not.
It is. It's. There's no base. It's
just, there is.
Pasta.
It's water
soup.
Is the base.
No.
Yes.
Pasta.
It's awful.
Yeah, you can put a pasta in there.
You can. Little letters made out of pasta.
Beans and
dumplings.
You can do so much. There's so many varieties of soup.
There's
minestrone.
Steve, you don't like soup either because you don't put, only like condensed soup.
I do.
And you don't put the whole thing of water in there, which means you don't like soup. You don't like meat water. You like lean towards stew. You want it thicker.
I'm a Dinty Moore guy, but I can do soup. There's like four or five good Campbell's soups.
This is probably a marital problem that I'm just sicking on to Amber. My wife loves soup and it drives me.
She makes good soup, right?
According to who? Someone who likes soup? Sure. I think soup is awful.
The whole family loves the soup that she makes. The kids don't like the soup, too? They have to lie to mom. Oh, this is awesome. Oh, you're kidding. So they're on your side.
Like, when we get Chick-fil-A chicken noodle soup, have you ever had it?
No.
It's almost like a blizzard, man. You could turn the thing upside down. It's so thick.
Cool.
That's what soup is. Chili's makes this chicken enchilada soup. It's kind of like, it's almost like, you would love it. It tastes like El Jardin's Paul's. It's like a thick cheese, with big chunks of chicken. You'd love it.
Oh, that sounds
good.
It's
really good.
Okay.
Because it's thick.
Yeah.
Meat water, veggie water is for,
I don't understand you.
You don't have.
And you can put it in a mug and you can drink the soup. Cool.
You know what I think it is? Okay, I think I'm pulling together. Had a lot of soup when I was young because we were poor. So you start with the ham bone. When you eat like a ham when you don't have a lot of money.
You make a stock.
And it's just, and you just pour 3 gallons of water. It's got to feed a family of six for and it's just water. Meat flavored water. It's awful.
Boiled chicken. Did you guys do boiled chicken?
Have to make a stock.
Okay. Isn't that a poor thing, boiling the chicken or something?
It's just I'll boil chicken. If I'm going to shred chicken, boil it.
Yes, that's it.
Because then it shreds. But it's
seems like, it's not a poor thing to do.
I'm sorry.
It's just a method of cooking. Methods of cooking out.
Exchange is just too high.
I would say there are wealthy ways of cooking, like induction, which costs a little more money, but making water hot enough to bubble has no income attached to it.
There's no class level attached to it.
Okay.
But if Jeeves isn't doing it for you.
I used to like cup of soups for poor people.
Is different. When I was in college, I lived on ramen, is another reason why I don't like soup.
Because of the
rest. You're just pouring water into, and it's not even real chicken. It's like the bouillon-y stuff, and it's,
That's why the shrimp flavor is like the rich person's choice. That's the seafood of your ramen.
If it was real seafood, Steve, I'd give you this, but it's just boiled down shrimp essence. It's awful.
Shrimp
essence.
It's so
gross. Sounds disgusting.
Yeah, so does your soup.
Whatever.
Which one's the best ramen then? There's like five.
They're all good if you're poor. No, actually, shrimp is terrible.
Yeah.
And then now they make some there's some varieties. Where it's like chili lime queso or something. You're like, don't. Anytime they put lime.
Yeah, it sucks.
Like chips with lime. They don't do lime.
Love those.
No, it's just the.
Yeah.
It's the same thing that's on a Sour Patch Kid. It's that acid.
Oh, I love that. I love burning off my tongue.
Call it Sour Patch Doritos and I'd be fine with it. You call it lime and it's just like, it just hits your tongue like acid. It's not.
Bud Light.
Bud Light Sour Patch. Call it that, and I'm cool with it. I'm very passionate about.
I can tell.
But I will say this, and Little D is the one who showed us this. If you like ramen, try it one time uncooked.
That's badass.
That's how I've never had it cooked.
Right?
You Tyler literally doesn't take know how to the boil batter.
Yeah, I can't cook it.
Because you just crumple it up. Do you crumple it up?
We used to eat them in school, in class, and you would put the powder just on.
Yep.
And then just bite into it.
Yeah.
He says you dump the whole powder inside the package and then crumple the whole package.
And then just spoon it.
You eat it because it's hard.
It's like solid.
It's you're eating the.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like that.
You would you even do it?
Cause no.
You don't do chicken stuff chicken flavor, shrimp.
No.
Steve's probably got a closet full of them. it's better than you think. He made us eat the beef ones, and I'm like, that was really good.
It didn't suck.
It didn't.
It didn't.
Because it wasn't just sitting in water.
That's
You know what? Steve's house is like the perfect place to go for the apocalypse because he's like stored everything up, like has everything. The only thing that sucks is you're going to be surviving on the worst food ever.
Slacker and Steve.
For years, Steve and I have had an argument, and today's the day. We've got somebody else in the room. We're gonna. Yes. I'm on one side. You're on another side. Yep. Today we got another, and we have you people listening. If you want to tell us which side of this argument you're on, it's 51059 is where you're gonna text. You don't even know what the argument is yet. If you're staying at somebody's house, like in their guest bedroom, or even house sitting,
okay.
Well, those are two different scenarios. We might have to break those up. But if like. You guys come over to my house, and I've got a couple spare bedrooms. I don't, but let's pretend I do. And everybody gets kind of tossed. You got your significant others there. Let's pretend you both have those.
Okay. And you're going to spend the night. Really suspending belief right now. Right.
So you're going to spend the night at my house. Is it okay to have relations in my spare bedroom?
Yes. But I would strip the bed before I leave. And I'd put the sheets.
Question. If you didn't have relations in the bed, would you still strip it?
Probably not.
So then I know what happened by where the sheets are?
Yeah.
Wait, I still want to wash the sheets with because your nastiness was on it.
Right.
Whether you.
Why am I nasty?
Well, just because you were. I mean, like, do you. Okay. Amber, go ahead and sleep in my spare bedroom. By the way, Steve slept in there a couple nights ago, but he didn't have sex.
See? You would want.
Oh, yeah. Look at your face! Because we're all nasty. You don't want to sleep. It's why you want fresh sheets in a hotel.
It's true. You're right.
So you strip the bed no matter what.
No matter what.
Can Steve has said for years I'm not allowed. That it's rude. It's can I have relations in your. Can I just come out to your spare bed? Do you have a bed in your spare bedroom right now?
Finally, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
So it's a real.
Yeah.
And you could have your family. This is so fun. He could have his family from the Dakotas come out here and stay there, and they do come out. And you know what he does?
Puts them up in a hotel.
He does.
Because that's out of respect for them.
No, it's not! They want to be with you!
It's kind of nice to stay at a... I like a hotel.
Nice.
You get your own space.
He's in Aurora. They're not nice hotels. He's putting them up in an it'll do. It's not a Marriott or anything.
Fairfield Inn.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they get the free continental powdered eggs.
Sure, yes.
That's awesome. But can I?
As a good host, I want to be a good host. So I would want a heads up, but then that's stupid.
You want? Wait a minute. So at the end of the night, it's like,
if hey, I man. Get lucky tonight, it's going down. What?
That, I know.
So, yes, sir, like.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, you're caving. Yeah, well, this is the first time you've ever.
I'm torn between a good host and I would never do that. Okay, we'll change the scenarios. I'm staying at your place.
Yes.
I would never assume. I'd want to. I wouldn't come to you for permission. But
I was going to say, are you going to ask for permission?
Hey, I'm going to do this.
So I was talking to T-Hack, and he feels the same way as I do. I assume you're going to.
Okay.
Like, I want you to. I am a fan of mankind. I want all of us to be happy. Endorphins and all these chemicals come out in your brain when you have a little relations. Do it, man.
But
have some fun.
Keep in mind, though, that's your house, not theirs. So if you give them permission to do what they're going to tear, they're going to do.
No,
that's
place
because you do that in a hotel.
It is true.
Hotel is different. Hotel relations are its own category.
Why, though? You're right. But why? What happens to our brain that tells us this isn't my crap and I'm going to do terrible things to it?
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because the worst thing that ever happened to me. I was talking to somebody who works here, and I'll tell you guys off the air because I don't want them to be embarrassed, but they were like, they talked about the terrible things they do in a hotel, and we stayed in the SLS in Las Vegas. We both stayed there,
nice.
And there's that couch that's on the end of your bed, and then there's the fur cover, and I'm like,
gosh.
I did all these terrible things, like, I did all those terrible things, and I was like, whoa!
Everyone's done it!
Doing something unique. So,
gross.
So why is hotels the guest bedroom at Steve's house? You'd want to do more because no one's done it there.
No, you want to be more respectful. That's where
just quiet, not respectful.
Quiet, vanilla situation happening.
So, Steve, if I come out to your house and I promise to be vanilla.
Okay.
I don't know how to be vanilla, my friend.
Then don't forget it.
Slacker and Steve.
I think we've all been kicked out of a club at some point in our lives, and there's different ways to handle it. You can just leave, or you can do what this dude did. I'm not sure if it's in Florida, but it sure feels like
okay, can't wait to hear that. I got a story about a guy who got his car impounded. He tried to get it out, and he got impounded again. I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, we'll get to the bottom of that as well.
Slacker and Steve's stories of stupendous stupidity.
20-year-old guy named Benjamin Gear out of Wisconsin. He got pulled over at a traffic stop, and apparently it was so bad that they had to confiscate his Altima. They took his car. They towed it away.
Nissan Altima.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a money car there.
So they towed his Nissan Altima to an impound lot. Well, he really wanted his Altima back. So him and an accomplice, they entered that impound lot late one night, and they were spotted climbing into a Porsche.
Oh, you upgraded. Awesome.
Well,
smart.
No, they used the Porsche to smash the fence to get to the Altima. Yes. And then that's
you
when they
had a Porsche.
Right.
Just
take the Porsche. I know.
You're already stealing a car, even if it's your car. You've already committed to stealing.
By upgrade.
You might as well go for upgrade, fool.
They used it to smash the fence.
Okay.
And then that's when apparently, so they got he got his Altima and his buddies in their car, and they're trying to take off for the impound lot. But they smashed into a neighbor's yard, and that's when the popo got called. An hour later, he got pulled over at his Altima again, and they impounded the Altima.
At a certain point,
you just give up on the
Altima. The impound lot is where your Altima lives forever. Just let it go, dude.
Right.
Dude, you had a Porsche. What are you? I got a dude has in Indianapolis.
Oh no!
Went to a strip club. Hanging out there, had a few beers, and then he began standing over people, staring at them.
Okay.
People got uncomfortable enough, they asked the manager to have him thrown out,
nice.
And he did.
Oh.
So he was thrown out of the club. Now, he goes to his truck, gets a gas can.
Oh, no.
Walks it over to the gas meter of the strip club, shoves a shirt inside the gas can spigot, then he takes several steps away, lights a cigarette, and flicks the cigarette at the gas can, shirt, and gas meter combo. Fortunately for Fool Boy, he didn't put enough gas on the shirt, so it failed to ignite.
Dang.
But unfortunately, it's at a strip club where there's cameras everywhere. The bouncers watched him, called the popo, and now he's in jail hearing sweet stories about a dude's Altima. Yes, yeah, man!
It's
a freaking Altima, bro! Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.